you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Mm. You'll understand this when we talk about gardens, and you gardeners, don't give up.
Yep, stick with it.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, July 7th, 2021.
Yeah.
Happy July 7th, Marianne.
Happy July 7th, Mark.
Hey, we've been celebrating, you know, our 4th of July, and then on Monday we had kind of a continuation of a conversation I had with Jason about the freedoms we enjoy in Christ and the freedoms as Americans we enjoy and oftentimes take for granted. And then yesterday, it was Max Armstrong, and it was maybe one of the most unusual conversations or recordings or programs I've had, because I called him up for a one-minute announcement, and we got talking, and I had the recording still going. And then after we talked about a couple subjects, I said, hey, Max, can I turn this into a morning program, and you can share a little about your faith journey and the Christian influence your mother and mother-in-law had on you and such? And he said, oh, sure. So we just kept talking. And so I shared all that on yesterday's program.
That's a great program. But heads up to everybody, if you get a call from Mark and he says, I'm just calling about this small thing, and next thing you know, you're on the program.
You could be a part of the future Mark and Friends. Yeah, I let him know that we were taping because we had to do the one-minute announcement. But as I even said on yesterday's program, I always let it keep rolling, because sometimes you get a little nugget or they share a story or something that people are really grateful that it was recorded. I've given some of the testimonies to family members and such. So
I remember some 6 years ago when I was sitting in your home studio and you had to call this woman. I wish I could remember who it was. Friend of yours, and you called, and you're like, I just need to call her real quick. I just need to ask her something. So you did, and while she's on the line, you go, hey, we could put you on the radio. And she's like, wait, Mark, no, Mark. Yeah, and you're like, no, let's do it. And
oh, that's right. And she was a part of the program.
Yep, she was.
You just never know. And I always pray up that God would orchestrate circumstances and such. And Max, with some of his faith journey sharing and his heart for the farmers and those in the ag industry, was so evident. 40-plus years of broadcasting and a TV program. And so, it was a lot of fun. You can almost hear our budding relationship just through our conversation, and
that's
by the end we were talking, and we look forward to meeting up in the days ahead. So I share all that because yesterday's program, along with Monday, is accessible anytime at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, and also at wluj.org, and it's under the Mark and Friends link, so you can literally go back 9 years of morning programs and testimonies and all the interviews and listen to those. So that's kind of fun, and appreciated, Max. What a great broadcaster. He's one of those veterans. He's like the Paul Harvey of the ag world.
Well-known name.
Yeah, so he's great. Another maybe not so well-known name, but he's the catalyst of an idea that I'm putting together, you're working on with me and praying up. But Mike Chasta, who was our speaker at our past Friday Ministry Leaders Network, we have a once-a-month luncheon
here.
That's
so great.
I don't want to say he hit it out of the park because it was beyond that, but it was like an anointed message.
You were really touched, and I don't think you were alone.
Oh, all the pastors and ministry leaders that were in attendance, it was complete silence. He captivated us, but it wasn't just you were captivated by his talk and sharing about prayer. It was maybe that positive, healthy conviction. It's when the Holy Spirit is speaking truth into you, and you're just receiving it, and you're thinking about it, and you're processing it, and you're receiving it. God was just all at work.
But that's when you know that a speaker is anointed, or that they're speaking the truth from God.
Yeah.
It's not putting them on a pedestal. You were drawn to God.
Yeah, exactly. And I told you this already off air, but his mannerisms, how he presented, it was God-honoring. The focus wasn't on him or his storytelling.
Great.
It was just the full package, so much so that I got thinking about it, and I'm like, I have to share him, if you will. I'm his new agent. I have to share him with the community at large. And then I started thinking, the past speaker from the month earlier, Mark Jordan, who gave a great encouraging message to all the pastors and ministry leaders about being equipped for this high calling. I thought, I need to share him with the radio listening family.
The community at large,
and
basically.
Then next month, it's going to be Dr. David Webb, and so
how are you
going to
share all these people with the community at large?
So I started thinking, after Friday, I have to put on, and I need to pray it up, but I'm thinking, is it going to be like a revival or a gathering or a workshop or a symposium? And I thought, maybe four straight days. I'll have four different speakers. You know, we'll start with Pastor Mark, and then it'd be Brother Mike. I guess he's also a pastor and a doctor. He's got all these titles. And then maybe Dr. David Webb, and then a fourth speaker. And so as I started praying about that and started to plan and think how it could be arranged and what nights. And
we're just going to have a revival.
Yeah, so we're thinking about that in the days ahead. So stay tuned. I'm thinking four nights in a row, maybe starting at 6:30 to 8:00. Here at Lincoln Square, so we can set up for a number of people. And
that's
I haven't
cool.
figured out whether everyone would need to register, just so we can plan in case we have a dessert or something for everyone.
Oh,
to
let's not have
share.
People register. Let's just have them come.
Well, I know. But whether we set up
well, that's true.
60
you're gonna have,
chairs
that's true.
Or 400.
And when are we going to do this?
Well, I'm thinking and praying it through. Dr. Webb will be our speaker in August. So I was thinking.
You mean for the ministers
for
network?
The, yeah. Yeah. And so I want to hear him and how he presents.
Mm-hmm.
And then
he'll do great.
If we have a speaker in September, maybe it'd be at the end of September or maybe
cool.
into October. So that gives us a few months to get the staging and everything figured out. And anyways, just be praying about it. I just feel like God would use these speakers in all of our lives. And they've already been tested and approved. And they all have great testimonies and God character. So just trying to put together the different speakers and when, and I think it'll be here at Lincoln Square. And so just one of the things that's going on in my head, and you've already, you know, critiqued some of the things and thoughts I've had, as had a few other people. And I just think it could be a God-honoring evening to bring us all together and to follow the same format as our Ministry Leaders Network, to encourage, to equip, and to empower.
I think
and
that is so awesome.
I think that's what I want to do for our listeners for some kind of special gathering. So
that'd be wonderful. I think it'll be great.
Yeah.
So. I do have a bit of an issue with you saying I critique your thoughts.
Well, you're like Karen. I get
well,
ideas.
That's good. That's a better. You're yeah. doing better direction here.
And what I want is feedback.
Okay,
and
I can
so
do that. I don't critique your thoughts, Mark. That sounds like I'm terrible.
Oh, no. This is like needed. What are your thoughts about this, and give me your point of view, or
oh,
how
I can do
we
that.
Tweak it. Yes, and you do, and you do it well. And that, I think, is why this ministry flourishes in different ways, because we have so many talented people, and I include you a part of that.
Thanks.
And Karen, irreplaceable,
oh, my goodness,
but
yes.
the gift she is to this ministry. And then, like these pastors and these ministry leaders, I just felt so strongly after hearing Mike last Friday that the general public has to hear his talk on prayer and his teaching on prayer.
Yeah.
It's one of those where I just feel like God said,
necessary.
Mark, you got to pull this together.
Oh, that's
and so
great. That's
I,
great.
I don't know. I solicited your thoughts and, I guess I say critiquing.
No, but, it's fine. Yeah, I'm just giving you a hard time.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So anyways.
And speaking of Karen.
Yes.
Have we mentioned that last week was her birthday?
You know, we didn't.
We should have.
But happy birthday,
Karen, last week.
She's our office extraordinaire, faithful servant for these. Let's see, we've been broadcasting. We're in our 25th, 26th year, so 24, 25 years, almost from the very beginning.
But don't let her think that it's too long.
No.
She needs to continue
no.
on.
In fact, Joyce.
It's a good start, Karen.
In fact, Joyce Mienke in Springfield, of course, she works a lot like Karen remotely from her home.
Yeah.
We had some emails going back and forth the other day, and she said, well, to get another 20 years out of me, because we were talking about phone plans and so forth, and I think she's in her mid to later 70s. And so for her to put 20 more years
that's
out of me,
great.
So I had a smiley face, at least a good strong 10, because
yeah.
we were talking about AT&T and Verizon and so forth, and it was going back and forth. And so Yeah, we have a great team, and this ministry work is accomplished because of this great team. Which leads me to two separate announcements on the same day. On November 6th, Great News Radio is going to help host a health fair with MedServe and some other health-conscious providers. And
a lot of vendors.
Yeah, different vendors. There'll be booths. I made one mistake once. I forget we were announcing. There'll be booths all over the place, and somebody heard booze all over
the
place.
Oh, no.
You know, called in and said, what's going on? This is a Christian station. There'll be booths, you know, set up, tables set up.
You're trying hard to say that word.
I'm always self-conscious over that one. Oh, yeah, we got some flack over that.
Yeah, this should be good. I mean, this is a great timing for this, I think. It's like in November, I think.
Yeah, November 6th. It's a Saturday from 10 to 2. We're going to call it the Health Fair at Lincoln Square.
Very good.
And so it'll be 4 hours of health screening and talking with vendors. There'll be snacks and drawings and
music
prizes.
And things. It's going to be kind of lively,
I think. Have the CU Orchestra is going to be here. And we're still, it's early on. And actually, Jason Gingold and his team are putting this on, and we're serving as one of the co-sponsors. And so we'll have more to say about that, but that'll be happening Saturday, November 6th from 10 to 2 p.m. But that evening, Mercy Me is coming to the State Farm Center, formerly known as
the Assembly Hall.
Yes.
A lot of people still call it that.
And we hope to be giving out some tickets once we receive them in the days
ahead. Did everybody hear that?
Tickets officially go on sale this Friday, I think at noon. And so Mercy Me, those of you that love contemporary Christian artists, been around for some years and have a great following, and so we'll be promoting that concert. It's happening November 6th in the evening at the State Farm Center. Yeah, so you'll come to the health fair, get your health screening, see that you're fit,
and get on over
ready
there
to go to the Assembly Hall in the evening. So put down November 6th on your iPhone or iPad or Google Calendar or some way know that there's a lot of activities with Great News Media going on that day. And we'll have more to say, obviously, in the days ahead. But this being Wednesday, the Prime Life Times in Review, our informative, engaging, our positive publication that encourages all that read it. And we continue to expand. And I think we got all 350 locations at this point serviced. It took a few days to
get
stuff all the way to Springfield and Lincoln and the different locations we continue to add. But you said, Mark, this front page article, Gardening for Wildlife, with a great picture. Look at that squirrel.
Oh, you love that picture.
Oh, I'm just so impressed at how detailed this picture is and how clearly it came on this publication.
It did.
Looking good.
Okay, I'm going to read this. This is by Maggie Doherty Roberts, one of our...
beloved?
Yes, beloved and regular contributors. And she's a sweetheart. She's also a humorous person, and she's also a very committed person to the environment. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. Okay. Many years ago, I was excited to think of how I would develop my yard to be attractive to wildlife. Hmm. I consulted the National Wildlife Federation, then planted shrubs and trees to provide for birds, as well as for food and water sources. I posted a little sign in my yard, Certified Wildlife Habitat. A few years later, out of concern for the declining monarch population, I added a monarch way station, registered through the Monarch Watch program based at the University of Kansas. I planted milkweed and nectar sources for butterflies. A couple years later, after becoming involved with the Pollinator Pocket Project at the Extension Office, I now include many native plants, as these are often the most beneficial to our insect friends.
And I think she wrote, that was front page a couple years ago.
Yeah, Pollinator Pockets.
Yeah, we put one in our country yard.
You said that. That's cool. I'm glad you guys did that.
We have some butterflies, and it's fun seeing them.
It's very rewarding to see the birds, bees, and butterflies enjoying the garden. But that is not all the wildlife that visits the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbits scamper through the yard after Thumper apparently posted a billboard advertising that our yard was an all-you-can-eat buffet. Mm-hmm. Tulip leaves are chewed down, asters and petunias decimated, even milkweed munched. Where is all the basil I just planted? Do rabbits like basil? Mm-hmm. Last week, we transplanted a nice clematis Montana Rubens vine from a too shady location to a nice sunny spot. We helped the tendrils begin to wind around its new trellis home, imagining this fragrant white-flowered vine climbing to the top by the end of summer. 2 days later, the vine was sheared off at ground level, lying withered on the ground. I did not see the culprit, but because I have seen rabbits romping in this bed, they are under suspicion. I planted several large pots last week and was dismayed to find that three of them had been pilfered.
Yeah, that's sometimes the raccoons. We have that.
Yep.
Where they dig through and all of a sudden there's all the soil on the ground. We're like,
Rob's funny. He read this. He goes, I know who did that. The one closest to the ground was beyond repair. It's a heavy antique pot, not easily elevated, so it remains an easy target. Each of the other pots had been dug into, and a flower flipped out of the pot onto the ground, along with a mound of potting soil. I was able to rescue the flowers and tuck them into the pots again, but what critter was responsible for that prank? Rabbits again? Or squirrels? Squirrels are the hooligans of my garden. I've seen them yank.
You don't get the word hooligans very often anymore. It's a classic word.
Smack dab in the middle of the article.
You hooligan, you.
That's right. I have seen them yank plants out of pots. I have watched them eat small, unripe peaches from the tree until there are none left to ripen. They have grabbed tomatoes off the vine, sometimes taking a bite of one and then throwing it down.
Like a child.
Yep, don't want that. Squirrels have dug up tulip bulbs and snapped off the petals of blooming tulips. Why? They cavort through the yard, scampering up trees and leaping to another tree in gravity-defying maneuvers. Someone has chewed through containers storing bird seed and through the bench that stores the outdoor cushions and destroyed them. Was this the work of the naughty squirrels or of the mischievous mice who find their way into everything? Crows are rowdy visitors. They're noisy and bold. When I still had a cherry tree, I would go and admire the nearly ripe fruit. I remember thinking, tomorrow, these delicious beauties will be ripe. But when tomorrow came, the cherries had been devoured by crows and other avian interlopers.
Jeez.
A couple summers ago, I found a nest of baby cardinals, well hidden in a shrub in my yard. A murder of crows was in the area. When I checked on the nest a couple days later, sadly, all the babies were gone, too young to have fledged. Crows are known to be intelligent, and they're also known to prey on other nests. Sometimes I see other birds mob crows, ostensibly because they're trying to chase these ruffians away. I've seen crows in my newly planted garden with little fragile plants just sprouting, many trampled or yanked out. Or that could be the several Canada geese families that visit the yard daily. They prefer to dine on our grass, leaving plenty of droppings behind, but I do see them in the newly planted bed, so they might be responsible for the trampled seedlings. Then there are the telltale trails of voles and their plant victims, especially hostas. A couple years ago in early summer, as my husband and I were in the vegetable area of our garden one morning, we were quite amazed to see that a large turtle had made her way up from the four-acre pond that our yard borders. She had dug a hole in a bare area and was laying eggs. When she finished, she made her way through the garden jungle back to the water. Several months went by, and then an abundance of baby turtles appeared in the yard. Instinctively, they made their way down to the pond. My husband put a wooden raft out on the pond, and we often see turtles basking in the sun on this raft. Maybe they are the descendants of the garden turtle. Speaking of ponds, we have a small water feature just outside our back door. It's a little waterfall with a two-foot-deep mini-pond for goldfish and koi. A pair of ducks sometimes stops by for a swim and sets up shop somewhere in our yard. A shy water snake has hidden in the pond.
She's covering all the animals, too.
When we have inadvertently startled him. And a couple of times, I've caught a brown furry critter in this little pond, dining on the goldfish and koi. Only about a month ago, I saw what looked like a tsunami, and I went over to see what was going on. A mink or muskrat darted out of the water and hightailed it down to the big pond. Every one of our koi and goldfish were gone. These creatures, some more welcome than others, are all part of the backyard wildlife. Little did we know, when we first put up the sign, Certified Wildlife Habitat, what that actually meant.
Classic.
Copyright Maggoty Doherty Roberts. Used by permission, master gardener and master naturalist, Maggie lives out her strong connection to nature and sense of responsibility to our environment. Email her at irishgardener3@aol.com.
And that was this month's front page story in the July edition of the Prime Life Times, and it's titled Gardening for Wildlife.
Different kind of gardening.
And that's a great-looking squirrel.
And this turtle picture her husband took, Tim Roberts, on the back, isn't that cool?
Yeah,
that's, I mean, that's really kind of sci-fi looking, you know?
Yeah.
Or ancient reptile dinosaur looking,
and
I don't know.
And then there's the snake
in
the
garden. Yeah, let's not even look at that one.
Yeah, that's like,
it's
wow.
A good picture she took, but still a snake.
Yeah, wow.
It's a great article. Thank you, Maggie.
The July edition of the Prime Life Times. Now, if you can't get out to one of the 350 different locations, you can read this online at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com, or order up a subscription, and we'll mail you a copy beginning this month or next month. 12 months in a row, it's $30, and we'll mail it. Just give us the address. And a number of people have signed up their friends. In fact, we just got somebody the other day. I can't remember what state, but they used to live in this area,
and
they would really be able to connect back with Illinois.
It's a good birthday present.
So $30 gets 12 editions, a full year, and you can begin at any point. Just contact us at Great News Media, and you can dial 1-888-333-9466, 1-888-333-9466 to get your edition of the Prime Life Times. And in a few weeks, we'll probably have that number given out so you can call in and get some Mercy Me tickets. They're available this Friday at the State Farm Center here in Champaign. They're coming November 6th, and that's the same day as the health fair here at Lincoln Square. More to say about that in the days ahead.
Lots ahead.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.